Welcome to Safe Money Radio with Rick Leewag. Rick is a safe money specialist, primarily serving Southern California, but he's sought after nationally for his expertise in helping people secure their retirements. Mr. Leewag is a licensed life insurance professional in the state of California and specializes in working with people who are near retirement or those who have already retired with wealth management, income planning, and asset protection strategies. And now, here to talk with you about safe money and retirement, your host, Rick Leewag.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rick Leewag, and thanks for joining me this week for Safe Money Radio. If you're new to the show, this is where you get the straight talk nobody else will tell you about what the greatest threats to your retirement savings really are and why, and what you can do today to protect and preserve your retirement nest egg from those threats. For those who don't know me, I advise clients nationwide how to protect, preserve, and prolong their retirement savings. As usual, I've got a lot to cover in today's show, so let's go ahead and get started. Any loss of value to your retirement savings is bad when you're still working and contributing to it. After you retire and aren't contributing to your retirement account every year, a loss of value to that retirement account can be scary. But if you're retired, aren't contributing to your retirement account every year, and taking money out of it for either living expenses or simply because you need to take your required minimum distributions, any loss of value due to market decline can be devastating. I want you to imagine a pail full of water. Now pour out one half of the water in that pail. You're left with half a pail of water, right? Now let's say every month you pour a cup of water into the bucket, and once in a while a rainstorm adds a little more. Eventually, you'll fill the bucket back up. Now imagine the same pail of water once again completely full. You pour out the same one half of the water and are left with the same one half of pail of water. But now I want you to poke a hole in the bottom of the pail so a steady stream of water starts leaking out. Add the fact that you are never going to add any more water. Only an occasional rainstorm will replace and hopefully replenish the half that was poured out and the amount that's leaking out from the hole poked in the bottom. How much rain has to pour in order to refill the bucket back up to the top? A lot, right? In fact, the bucket might never get completely filled up again. In this illustration, the pail of water represents your retirement savings. The initial one half that was poured out represents what happened in 2008 when many people lost one half of the value of their retirement accounts due to the stock market crash. The cup of water that you added every month represented the monthly 401k contribution that you might still have been making to your retirement savings while you were working. Also in the first scenario, there was no hole in the bottom causing the water to leak out. That hole represented the fact that you were not taking any money out of your savings for either living expenses or your required minimum distributions from your IRA. So over time, from the combination of your annual contributions and periodic gains in the market, i.e. the rainstorms, you were able to recoup the one half of the water that was lost, like many retirees did from 2010 to 2013 or 14. They recouped what they lost in 2008 because they were still contributing to their retirement accounts and they weren't taking anything out of it. Conversely to all this, that pail of water we described with the hole in the bottom, that represents you taking money out of your retirement savings each year due to either living off it or taking out your required minimum distributions. Also, you're not adding water to the pail each and every month, which was represented in the story by you adding the cup of water each month. The only additions to your pail of water in the second scenario was hoping for rain, which represents any growth or gains in the stock market. In that second scenario, depending on the size of the hole at the bottom, you might once again never fill the pail back up. This is exactly what happens after you retire. You're not adding any more to your account. you will eventually have to start taking money out to either live on or the required minimum distributions from it, which is approximately 3.5% to 4% of your total account value each year. So you can see that losing any money from your retirement account is disastrous after you retire, when not only are you not adding to it each year, you're taking money out of it every year. Now, I want to remind you about what I call the physics of money. The physics of money means and says any losses that you experience in your retirement account, it require you to realize a higher rate of return in order to recoup the loss. In other words, if you lose 20% of your account value due to market loss and are already taking out 4% each year for your required minimum distribution, or if you're living off that at 4%, that's a 24% decrease in account value that year. Adding the 20% loss from market value and stock market loss and the 4% you're taking out from RMDs or living expenses. Logic might say that you need to get a 24% gain to make up that 24% loss. But unfortunately, that's just not so. You will need to get a 35% gain in your retirement account to make up a 24% loss. So as you can see, any loss in the account value of your retirement savings due to a market loss is magnified because you're not contributing to it each year and you're taking money out of it in the form of living off of it or required minimum distributions. Now, are you worried that your precious retirement savings are exposed to too much risk? Or are you losing any sleep or stressed out to the point where you wonder if each time the market loses 100 or 200 points, if it's going to be a 2008 all over again, and you might lose a big portion of your retirement savings? If that describes you, then let me suggest a safe, secure, common sense alternative that millions of in-the-know seniors are using to protect and preserve their hard-earned retirement nest egg. This easy-to-get alternative will grow their retirement savings when times are good and the market is performing well, yet guarantee they will not lose a single penny of their principal or gains when things go bad and the stock market loses value. That's right, you can now safely grow your money when times are good and guarantee you won't lose anything when things go bad. Call my office anytime at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. And we'll get you information on this safe, secure, and predictable alternative to having your money exposed to loss due to stock market risk. If you call right now, I'll also send you my new book, which is currently sold on Amazon.com, titled You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat: How Obamacare Threatens Americans' Retirement Savings. I'll send that to you absolutely free. In the book, you'll also learn about what I consider to be the biggest risk to your retirement savings and why you'll never hear about it from your broker, your financial planner, or even your CPA. On this program, you'll hear a different message than you'd normally hear on most financial planning shows, and that's largely because our concepts are different from most financial advisors. Our emphasis is on preservation of your principal by avoiding risk, yet still giving you the potential to participate in market gains, and even providing a lifetime of income that you cannot outlive. Our planning prepares you for a retirement you can count on. Most brokers and advisors are trained to focus on how much money you can make. You see, brokers are trained to downplay risk. They typically use the comment, "You can recoup any losses over time." But now you know that because of the physics of money and the fact that you may not have the time to wait for the market to recoup your losses, you have to be more prudent than younger investors do, who can be more aggressive and who can wait out the market. We focus first on how we can preserve your money, then on how to prolong it by not only growing it when times are good, but also by protecting it from losses when times are bad. We only recommend strategies and products that are safe, that protect and preserve 100% of your principal and gains, and that provide you the peace of mind knowing your money will live as long as you do, even if you live as long as Noah did. You'll also receive guarantees in writing you will never suffer a loss due to market declines. So if you want your retirement savings to grow, I can show you a safe retirement product which gives you a guaranteed immediate 5% bonus on your deposit. That's right, a guaranteed $5,000 for every $100,000 in your retirement account on day one of your account. It guarantees in writing a minimum guaranteed rate higher than any other savings product available, and it gives you the potential to earn much higher than the minimum guaranteed rate if either the stock market, the price of gold, or commercial real estate values increase. However, it guarantees you that you will not lose 1 cent should any of those go down and lose value. This product will also give you another 10% bonus on the entire value of your account on the 10th year anniversary. So how about that product? 5% bonus on day one, minimum guaranteed rate higher than any other savings product available, a chance to earn more than the minimum if the stock market, price of gold, or commercial real estate values go up, but a contractual guarantee that you will not lose 1 cent in the event that any of those go down, and a 10% bonus on the total account value on your 10-year anniversary. Now, this is just one example of the type of products I can introduce you to protect, grow, and preserve your retirement savings without risking it to any market risk. To learn how I can help you, call me today at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. This is Rick Lee-Wag, your host of Safe Money Radio. I'll be right back after this informative message.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family, never forgetting where we came from.
You're listening to Safe Money Radio.
The message is simple yet profound. Today, instead of settling for ordinary planning and ordinary results, you can have advanced planning with superior results. Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell this asset and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a retirement account you don't want to see disappear due to market losses? If you have money you're counting on for retirement, we can make sure you sleep at night with contract guarantees that you will not participate in market losses, and a minimum return that you will double your money in 10 years for a lifetime of income that you cannot outlive. So don't stay on an elevator that may be heading for the basement. Stop the bleeding now and revive your retirement. That's advanced planning. And now you can have it. You don't have to settle for the ordinary. Call 1-855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. Safe Money Radio. What if you could get a bonus deposit into your income account, have it grow at a guaranteed rate, and have a guaranteed payout of your retirement income account for the rest of your life? Sounds like a good plan, doesn't it? But it gets better. What if your guaranteed lifetime income would double if you were ever confined to a long-term care facility? Long-term care insurance is expensive, and rates increase over time. This exciting alternative to long-term care insurance allows you to provide for some or all of your long-term care needs without paying for long-term care premiums. Call us now at 855-340-SAFE. Our free Safe Money information kit has the information you need for maximizing your lifetime retirement money while providing a solution for long-term care. Call us now at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. You're listening to Safe Money Radio with your host, Rick Lee-Wag.
Welcome back to Safe Money Radio. I'm your host, Rick Lee-Wag, a Safe Money retirement specialist. A common mistake that I see seniors make is treating their money in their retirement years the same way they did when they were accumulating while they were working. Now, this is just a recipe for disaster. And the reason is all the safety nets that were protecting your money while you were building it up are long gone when you retire. Everyone goes through the three stages of wealth. Those stages are the accumulation stage, the preservation and distribution stage, and the transference stage. The accumulation stage. These are the years that you spend accumulating your retirement nest egg. This stage usually occurs between ages 25 and 65. This is when you're earning and hopefully investing money for retirement. Accumulation to prepare for retirement can come in many forms. You can invest your time working for a company or an organization that offers a lifetime pension, like, say, a big Fortune 1000 company like General Motors, a government employee, or a school teacher like my wife, Stephanie. Or you could invest your time building a business that you intend to sell in the future and retire from the proceeds of the sale of your business. Or you can also accumulate by investing in investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, etc. The accumulation stage used to be by far the longest stage of the wealth cycle. However, now, with longer life expectancies, the second stage of wealth can be expected to last almost as many years. And that stage is the preservation and distribution stage. These are the years spent after you stop working, more commonly called retirement. This stage can last 30 years or more. During this stage, you expect to live off the money you've accumulated during the accumulation stage, however long you live. Then hopefully, at the end of this stage, you still have some time and money to enter the final stage of your wealth cycle, which is the transference stage. This is the shortest stage of wealth. This is the end of your life when you make plans to transfer whatever wealth you have left to your heirs or beneficiaries. Now, a common mistake that I see being made by seniors today is using the exact same products and strategies in the preservation and distribution stage of their life as they did in the accumulation stage. Here's why that is very dangerous. During your accumulation stage, you can be more aggressive with your investments because you've had three safety nets protecting your money from all-out catastrophe. First, you had time to make up any losses due to market declines. Every market goes through both up and down cycles. Time is a safety net which can allow you to recoup retirement saving losses during your accumulation stage. The second safety net that you had during your accumulation stage was you were not taking money out of your retirement savings. This is a very underrated safety net and one most brokers play down or never address at all. Has your broker ever said to you, "Oh, don't worry about your mutual fund or variable annuity going down, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. The market always comes back." If you're retired and your broker says that, you need to fire them. That advice is as ridiculous as your doctor telling you, "Don't worry about this lung cancer diagnosis, Mr. Client. The body creates new cells all the time. You can keep smoking, you'll be fine." If you're living off your retirement savings or taking your required minimum distributions from your IRA each year, losses due to market declines are magnified and can wreak havoc on your retirement nest egg. If the value of your retirement savings drops just 15%, and you're taking out 4% per year for required minimum distribution, that's a 19% loss. You have to earn 30% on your retirement savings the next year to make up that 19% loss. What happens if there are 2 or 3 years in a row the market loses money and your retirement nest egg drops even more in value? Those losses are magnified if you still have to take out what you need to live on or your mandated RMDs from your IRA. If you're living off your retirement savings or simply just taking out your required minimum distributions, which are close to 4% of your account value each year, you have to make sure your retirement account doesn't lose money because of market decline, or your money might run out before your life does. The third safety net that you had during your accumulation stage was you were adding to it every year. This is a huge safety net during your accumulation stage. So the combination of time to make up losses, losses not being compounded by taking money out, and contributing to it every year provided safety nets that you don't have once you stop working. Once you retire, time is not on your side to make up those losses. You're going to begin taking money out either to live on or for your RMDs at age 70 and a half, and the chances are very good you are no longer contributing to it each year, either because you've outlived the contribution window or because you're earning less and don't have the additional income. Consequently, the risk to your retirement savings becomes greater after you retire than before when you were in the accumulation stage. So give yourself a quick financial self-examination. Are you making the same mistake as many other retirees and treating your retirement savings the same way you did when you were accumulating it and when you had more safety nets? There's one quick way to tell. Where's your retirement savings now? Do you have it exposed to market risk of any kind? What would another market crash like 2002 or 2008 do to your retirement savings and your lifestyle? If you were to lose 40% of the value of your retirement savings, like many people did in 2008, would your retirement nest egg still be enough for you to live comfortably for the rest of your life, regardless how long you live? What happens if you or your spouse are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness and the doctor you want to treat you stopped accepting Medicare as payment because of the Obamacare Medicare reductions, or they're not on your Medicare Advantage network? So then you're now faced with making the decision of using a different doctor or hospital or dipping into your retirement savings and possibly having a $200,000 or $300,000 medical bill just to stay alive. What would that do to your retirement nest egg? Every one of those are very real possibilities, but are questions I'm sure your broker doesn't bother to ask you. I know, because I used to be one. And it's because brokers are trained to focus on how much money your money can make, not on how to preserve, protect, and prolong it. That's not what they do. That's what I do. Brokers are fine when you're in the accumulation stage, but they are a terrible choice for the preservation and distribution stage of your life. You wouldn't go to a heart specialist if you were diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Why then would you use a broker who recommends products designed to be used for the accumulation stage of your life and that are loaded with risk when you're in the preservation and distribution stage of your life and the goal is to protect, preserve, and prolong it? Let me ask you, would you like to have the safety nets on your retirement savings back? Then call my office anytime at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. And let me show you safe, sound retirement savings alternatives that will protect 100% of your principal by immunizing it from market risk of any kind. Most of the financial products that I recommend will give you guaranteed minimum rates higher than any other savings product while allowing you the potential of even higher returns when and if the stock market increases in value, but also gives you contractual guarantees that you won't lose a single penny out of your principal or past gains due to a stock market decline. That's right, 100% protection of principal and locked-in gains, growth potential if the market grows, and no loss of value if the market goes down. You can even use these retirement products to create what I call your own private pension, which is an income that continues on for the remainder of yours and your spouse's life if you're married, regardless how long you both live. In other words, safety nets. Call me now at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233 for more information on these and other safe, sound, and predictable retirement savings products that give you peace of mind that your retirement future will remain bright. When you call, remember to tell the operator you'd like your free copy of my new book that sold on Amazon.com titled, You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, How Obamacare Threatens Your Retirement Savings. Tell them you're a Safe Money Radio Show listener, and they'll send it right out to you absolutely free. Well, I have to take a short break. This is Rick Lee Wag, and you're listening to Safe Money Radio. I'll be right back after some exciting announcements.
Roller coaster ride, the one that ended with a dive on Wall Street today.
Safe?
All right, so where do the markets and the economy go from here?
Money.
But I mean, just watching what's going on out there, it's scary.
Radio. How low can interest rates go? CDs, money market accounts, and checking or savings accounts seem to be the way banks give us the short end of the stick these days. If you have your money in a bank, you might even be losing money because of inflation. Don't let low interest rates get you down. How would you like tax-deferred growth of up to 3% on a short-term account? Have you ever heard of triple compounding? You can get interest on interest, interest on principal, and interest on taxes you would normally have to pay if your money was in a bank account. Don't let the bank give you 1% while taking your money to issue credit cards with 18% interest rates. Call now for rates of up to 3% or more, tax deferred, on your short-term safe money. Call 1-855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233.
It was a wild day on Wall Street. Stocks dropped 2% at the open.
Volatility, anyone? We haven't seen swings this wild in the stock market for 2.5 years.
Are we potentially at a point where we might actually lose the financial system as we know it?
What goes up must come down.
You're listening to Safe Money Radio.
Confused? You're not the only one.
I think I want my money back.
Now back to more Safe Money Radio with your host, Rick Lee Wag.
Welcome back. I'm Rick Lee Wag, your host of Safe Money Radio. I'm a Safe Money retirement specialist helping and advising clients on how to protect, preserve, and prolong the retirement nest egg from all the things that threaten it in today's volatile economic world. Risk. R-I-S-K. It really is a vulgar four-letter word, especially when it pertains to your retirement savings. There are three major risks to your retirement savings, which everyone is familiar with. Those are market risk. That's if your retirement savings is invested in something that can lose value due to market declines. Taxation, and also inflation. Now, those threats have been attacking and eating away at retirement savings since they were created. Every advisor and every client has discussed those threats and how to deal with them. However, now there's a new risk which poses a bigger threat to your retirement savings than market risk, taxes, or inflation combined. In fact, this new threat to your retirement nest egg poses what I consider to be the greatest threat ever to Americans' retirement accounts. The reason I'm saying this is this threat has the potential to completely wipe out your retirement savings as fast as a wave of the rising tide can wipe away a child's sandcastle on the beach. And nobody's been warning seniors about it. But I'm warning you about it now. What is this new financial equivalent of Ebola? It's the Affordable Care Act, or better known as Obamacare. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and say, "Here we go again, Mabel, someone bringing politics into everything," just hold your horses. I'm not bringing politics into this show at all. Regardless what side of the political aisle you lean to, regardless if you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or even Communist, regardless if you're a conservative or a liberal, whether you like the new law or whether you hate it, none of that matters. What does matter is it's the greatest threat to your retirement savings, and here's why. Obamacare is the only threat to your retirement savings that can potentially completely wipe it out. Now, like most financial advisors in 2009, I never expected Obamacare to pass, so I ignored all the hoopla and hyperbole. But when it was passed, to everyone's surprise, in 2010, I still didn't pay much attention because I knew the provisions of the bill with the worst bite wouldn't take effect until 5 years later, which would be January of 2014, and there was an outside chance that a new administration would be elected in the 2012 election, and hopefully the worst provisions of the bill might never see the light of day. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. The election of 2012 ensured Obamacare would not only not be repealed, it was confirmed that it was here to stay. And I had no other choice than to learn all I could about how it was going to impact my clients. So I spent from November 2012 till the next spring with a CPA and a tax attorney learning everything that we could about Obamacare and how it would affect our clients. What we learned over those 6 months shocked and concerned all three of us. It then became my mission to start warning anyone who'd pay attention how this bill was really going to impact their lives. Since the 2012 election, I've written two books on Obamacare and have spoken to thousands of people around the country, both live and on syndicated talk radio shows, about how the Affordable Care Act will affect them and how to protect their family, their business, and their money from it. In my new book titled, You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, How Obamacare Threatens Americans' Retirement Savings, I reveal what the CPA, the tax attorney, and myself learned about how Obamacare impacts seniors and business owners. It also provides practical, common sense advice on how to protect your money from a potential catastrophic hit to your retirement savings, and much more. This new book is sold on Amazon.com, but I want to send it to you show listeners absolutely free. So just call in now at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233, and we'll send it right out to you free of charge. Prior to 2013, I could tell clients, just get to age 65 and you'll be in the clear. You'll then be eligible for Medicare. You can see any doctor and use any hospital in the country. Then purchase a Medicare supplement to pick up the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover, and you'll never have a large medical bill, let alone a catastrophic one. Since the end of 2013, that advice is no longer true, because written into the Affordable Care Act is more than $700 billion of cuts in Medicare reimbursements. Medicare reimbursement is the amount the U.S. government pays to medical providers to treat Medicare patients. What this means more specifically is because of Obamacare, every medical provider in the country who treats Medicare patients are going to take a big pay cut. The Medicare reimbursement reductions in Obamacare have already forced many doctors and hospitals to limit the number of new Medicare patients they're accepting, and some are announcing they plan to stop treating Medicare patients altogether because they won't be able to afford to continue treating them because of the reduced amount Medicare plans to pay them. This medical provider decrease is not always voluntary by the doctor or hospital. Starting in 2014, many doctors found out from their patients they were no longer on many Medicare and Medicare Advantage plan networks. These doctors and hospitals were inadvertently dropped from the provider networks without their knowledge, and their patients were forced to find new doctors who were part of their plans. This decrease in the medical providers treating Medicare patients couldn't come at a worse time. 10,000 Americans become eligible for Medicare each and every day, and that number will continue for the next 12 years. This makes as much sense as decreasing lanes on the freeway during rush hour traffic. But don't think for 1 minute that this was done by accident. See, it's absolutely deliberate. You see, the framers and proponents of Obamacare are convinced the cause of out-of-control medical expenses is due to the greedy for-profit healthcare industry, specifically an overzealous Medicare provider network that was overprescribing, overtreating and overcharging the underwriters of Medicare, which is the federal government. In other words, they think seniors are getting too much medical care at the expense of the U.S. government. Consequently, for anyone who's researched and studied Obamacare, it's very evident the design of the new law is to decrease the amount of medical care seniors have access to, not increase it. And one way it accomplishes this is by decreasing the amount of doctors and hospitals Medicare patients have access to. And one way they are decreasing available providers for Medicare patients is to decrease the amount they pay them, making it economically impossible for them to treat you. So they're controlling the purse strings, basically. Now, I know it sounds sinister and untowards, but it's absolutely true. And it's already happening. Doctors and other Medicare providers are starting to find the gap between the rising cost to run their medical practice or their medical business and what Medicare is reimbursing them is getting wider and will soon make it impossible to afford to continue to treat Medicare patients. Here in Southern California, one of the largest providers of home health care discontinued to accept Medicare as a payment at the end of 2014. A home health care provider. Tell me an industry that has a higher percentage of seniors as customers than the home health care business. In fact, it's my prediction that within the next 5 years, so few doctors, clinics, and other medical providers will accept Medicare that having Medicare will be no better than having Medicaid, or here in California, Medi-Cal. If you're over 50 years old and you're listening and this doesn't scare you, then I'm telling you that it should. I'm over 50, I'm 59, and I know what's going on behind the curtain, and it concerns and frightens me. And if I'm concerned, let me tell you, you should be concerned about this too, because I understand it. But you might be wondering, hey, Rick, this sounds awfully bad, but what does this mean to me? And why does Obamacare threaten my money, my retirement savings? Well, what this means to you is this. If you're a senior on Medicare, maybe not today, but you might be in the future, your choices for doctors and hospitals will decrease over time, not increase. It also means that should you or your spouse get stricken, God forbid, with a life-threatening illness or have a catastrophic medical event, the doctor and hospital that you want to treat you might not be part of your Medicare network. Therefore, if you want that doctor or hospital to treat you, you're going to have to reach into your retirement savings and pay out of pocket to cover the cost of the medical treatment by a medical provider who no longer accepts Medicare or is no longer part of your Medicare Advantage HMO network, either because they can't afford to treat patients for the reduced reimbursement rate or they were arbitrarily kicked off the network by the insurance company. If you think I'm Chicken Little, crying the sky is falling, you're mistaken. This is already taking place all over the country, and it's only the second full year of the Affordable Care Act. Also, if you think the Republican-led legislative branch is going to repeal Obamacare, they might. They might repeal some major provisions of it. But you haven't heard one single word about repealing Medicare reimbursement reductions. That genie is out of the bottle for good. Also, I want you to remember, every single prediction I've made about Obamacare since the end of 2012 has unfortunately come true. So I want you to consider my warning, not as Chicken Little erroneously declaring the sky is falling, but Paul Revere shouting out a very real warning. I can show you financial products and strategies that can protect your assets from a devastating medical expense due to Obamacare and which can increase your overall access to healthcare in the future. Also, in my new book titled You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, How Obama Threatened Your Retirement Savings, I describe in detail how Obamacare will decrease your access to healthcare, increase your overall cost of healthcare, and how and why it poses the greatest risk of all to your money, to your retirement savings. So call me now at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-6868. 7233. Tell them you're a Safe Money Radio listener, and we'll send you the book right out to you, absolutely free. Since I have to take a break now, now would be a great time to call me and order your free copy of my new book titled, You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, How Obamacare Threatens Your Retirement Savings. Call me. My number is 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. You're listening to Safe Money Radio, and I'm Rick Lewell.
We begin with the economic crisis, which is being felt by every major market.
How we got into this mess to begin with.
The global market's suffering a sell-off, but this optimist on Wall Street does see light at the end of the tunnel.
You're listening to Safe Money Radio.
Are you concerned about long-term care? If you are, then you're also probably concerned about paying the high cost of long-term care coverage and increasing rates. Some long-term care rates have increased by as much as 40%. What if you could cover some or all of your long-term care costs without paying a single penny in premium? Thanks to recent changes made by Congress, you may be able to use tax-qualified retirement money to pay for your long-term care tax-free. If you'd like information on this opportunity to use tax-free money to pay for your long-term care, call us now for your free help. Our phone number is 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233.
This is a financial crisis, and anyone who doesn't admit that is just kidding themselves.
Although there are more and more people saying that the U.S. economy will be in a recession, it is still a minority position.
These are real numbers, what's happening in Europe, what's happening overseas, what's happening on the political landscape right now.
Let's go to the financial desk in New York to find out what's happening on Wall Street.
Tony, there's only one word to describe what's happening, and that is panic.
You're listening to Safe Money Radio.
I think it's going to get worse.
You're listening to Safe Money Radio with your host, Rick Lewag.
Thanks for tuning in to Safe Money Radio. I'm Rick Lewag, a Safe Money Retirement and Asset Protection Specialist. I'm asked all the time what I think the biggest mistake retirees are making regarding their retirement savings. Now, my response has been the same for more than a decade now, which is the number one mistake that I see being made by retirees is having the portion of their retirement savings which they can't afford to lose exposed to risk. And it's usually because they've confused savings with investing. Many retirees treat investing and savings the same. And for many of those that are making that mistake, the consequences could be devastating to their retirement nest eggs. The difference between investing and savings is simple. Investing incurs risk, and that risk creates the potential for you to lose some or all of your money. Savings does not. It's that simple. Examples of investments would be mutual funds, individual stocks and bonds, real estate, precious metals like gold, silver, or platinum, collectibles like art or rare coins or even classic cars, and then variable annuities. That's just to name a few. Now, all of these are investments that expose your money to varying degrees of risk due to market swings. In simple terms, these are the places where you can put your money and lose it. Savings vehicles, on the other hand, incur no risk to your money. Examples of savings vehicles would be certificates of deposit or money market accounts like you get at your bank, government securities, and fixed annuities. None of these incur risk to your principal or any of your gains. One of the first questions that I ask new clients is, how much of your retirement savings can you comfortably afford to lose? Now, the looks that I get vary from quizzical to downright astounded, but the verbal response is usually the same, and that is, Rick, of course we don't want to lose any of this money. My next question usually results in the same quizzical look as the first. If you can't afford to lose any of this money, then why do you have it somewhere where you can lose it? Now, it's a valid question to ask my clients, and it's one that you should be asking yourself. How much of your retirement savings can you comfortably afford to lose? Think, how much of your money is exposed to risk of loss right now due to any market fluctuations? This brings me back full circle to the number one mistake seniors make with their retirement savings, which is having the portion they absolutely cannot afford to lose exposed to risk of any kind because it's in an investment vehicle and not a savings vehicle, which would protect their money. Now, I explain this in much more detail in my new book that I've titled You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, How Obamacare Threatens Americans' Retirement Savings. It's now sold on Amazon.com, but if you call me now at 855-340-SAFE, that's 855-340-7233, I'll send it to you absolutely free. Now, in the book, you'll also learn about what I consider to be the greatest risk to your retirement savings after 2010. And even though it poses the biggest risk to the safety of your retirement savings, you're never going to hear about it from your broker, your money manager, or even your CPA. So call now and I'll send it right out to you. There are three reasons why I believe seniors have money they can't afford to lose somewhere where they can lose it. The first reason is most seniors don't really understand the risk to their retirement savings and how much more devastating losses to their accounts are later in their life. So they're using the same financial vehicles they used to accumulate their nest egg, usually a mutual fund. They're using that to preserve, to protect, and distribute it. Now that's a car wreck waiting to happen, as we saw in the 2008 stock market crash. The second reason is they're trying to play catch up. They feel that they haven't accumulated enough to retire comfortably, so they feel they have to be more aggressive with their investments. Therefore, they're looking for bigger gains faster. Now that's also a disaster waiting to happen for seniors, again referring back to 2008. The third reason why I think most seniors have money exposed to risk is they just got bad advice from a broker or advisor. Warren Buffett is arguably the most successful and most famous investor in the world. His famous rule of investing is never lose money. Now, this isn't because Mr. Buffett is Ebenezer Scrooge or Simon Legree. It's because he, like every other informed investor, understands the physics of money. Mr. Buffett knows that if he has $100 and loses 20%, that's a $20 loss. His balance is now $80. He has to earn 25% on his remaining $80 to get back to the $100 balance he started with, not the 20%. The physics of money requires even greater gain to recoup the loss. For example, because of the physics of money, those who lost 40% of their retirement savings in the stock market crash of 2008 had to make close to 70% gain to recoup their losses from that financial disaster. But you might say, Rick, my retirement savings is diversified in the mutual fund that I have it in. Well, that's just not diversification. You're still exposed to the same type of market risk. There used to be a common rule of thumb us financial advisors would use when we were educating our clients. And that is, when interest rates go up, the stock market goes down. When the stock market goes down, bonds and gold should go up. Conversely, when interest rates go down, the stock market goes up. Bonds and gold goes down. Well, in 2008, that concept was blown away, right out of the water. In that year, everything went down simultaneously, and everybody lost money in almost everything, except one tried and true retirement protection vehicles, which most retirees don't even know about. Now, in my new book, You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, I explain why, in detail, losses to your retirement savings are so much more devastating if you're living off of it or taking your required minimum distributions from it. So call me now at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233, and I'll send it out to you absolutely free. Mr. Buffett and other sophisticated and informed investors know that if you can't make money in any given year, make sure not to lose any, because losses are so much worse than making nothing. Therefore, the majority of their investments are designed to minimize, if not eliminate, risk. Now, a few years ago, I had the privilege and honor to meet and spend time with a famous billionaire. He told me, "Rick, I took all my risks getting to where I'm at now. To preserve what I have, I eliminate risk. So at this stage in my life and career, I only invest in things with a predictable outcome which incurs the least amount of risk." Now, that's sage advice that should be taken by seniors in America, especially in this economic climate. If you're a senior about to retire or retired now, the lesson to learn and apply from Mr. Buffett and that billionaire that I was lucky enough to meet is when it comes to retirement savings, the best offense is a good defense. Protecting and preserving your retirement nest egg is paramount in your retirement years. Therefore, if protection and preservation are paramount regarding your retirement savings, you'll be happy to learn that you do not have to expose your money to risk in order to make it grow. There are safe savings vehicles you can use for your retirement nest egg, which actually protects 100% of the principal and gains and still offers a very good return. Now, I found one reason why seniors feel they need to expose their retirement savings to risk is they mistakenly think that safe financial products are boring and just don't offer enough return. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. There are safe, predictable savings products which have outperformed the Standard & Poor's 500 index for over 15 years. Call me now at 855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. And I'll introduce you to safe, secure financial products that will keep your retirement nest egg 100% safe from stock market, gold, or even real estate losses, but still allow your retirement savings to grow if the stock market, the price of gold, or commercial real estate values go up. Yes, that's right, a safe, secure product which allows you to make money if the stock market, the price of gold, or even commercial real estate values go up, but not lose one penny if any of them go down or lose value. That's 855-340-7233. Call now, and I'll also send you my new book, which is sold on Amazon.com, titled "You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat: How Obamacare Threatens Americans' Retirement Savings," and I'll send it out to you absolutely free. When discussing these financial products, I can legally use words and phrases your broker can't, like guaranteed, predictable, safe, secure, no market risk, and upside potential without risk of loss due to market losses. When I'm speaking with retirees about their money, those words and phrases are like comfort food. So if you're concerned that you might have too much of your retirement savings exposed to unnecessary risk, call me now at 855-340-7233 and see how I can help you preserve, protect, and prolong it. Well, I'm about out of time, but I'd like to thank you for listening to Safe Money Radio today. If you're concerned at all about the safety of your retirement nest egg, or you just have questions regarding anything you've heard today, don't be shy, or don't think I'm too busy or don't have time to speak with you. Give me a call to see if I can help you get your retirement savings growing safely and without market risk. But most importantly, to help get you to the place where you have the peace of mind knowing you or your spouse won't outlive your money regardless what the world economy does. And also, please, Tell all your friends and relatives to tune into the show. And remember, you can subscribe to the podcast to listen to this show again or catch up on ones you might have missed by visiting www.safemoneyradiopodcast.com. Until next time, at the same time, I'm Rick Lewag reminding you, keep it safe and your future will be secure.
You've been listening to Safe Money Radio with your host, Rick Lewag. Find out how to guarantee that your hard-earned money is safe, so it's always growing and never losing, in order to have the future that you deserve. Call Rick Lewag now for your free Safe Money Information Kit at 1-855-340-SAFE. That's 855-340-7233. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and are not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. Obviously, by calling us now, you're just taking the first step towards protecting your retirement. It's important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program are subject to change without notice.